its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Remember, our next pop-up stories event is tomorrow evening at the Robin Theater in Lansing. Last month, our storytellers held forth on the theme, Fools Rush In. Ben Pineda shared the memorable details of his first mesmerizing encounters with the woman who would become his wife.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. And I just couldn't help it. In 2003, on a February night, I was playing volleyball in DeWitt, and into the gym comes this cute redhead, firecracker of a gal. And on the volleyball court that night, she was picking everything up and putting up sets that were just butter. And I was awestruck. And as it turns out, we became friends. We continued playing volleyball into the spring and into the summer. And that awestruck stuck. And I admired from afar. After all, she was so everything. She was so cute. She was so full of life. She was so intelligent and witty and kind-hearted and personable. And she was so in her 20s. And I, getting close to middle age, was short and bald, admiring from afar. Well, later that summer, on a clear August night, when the planet Mars was shining so brightly and hanging low in the sky, we kissed for the first time. And that kiss changed my life. And that awestruck changed in intensity. And David Gray has a song, Please Forgive Me, where there's a line that says, that has goes something to the effect of, feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. And that's exactly what it was. It was lightning. It was lightning in my veins every time I looked at her, every time I thought about her, every time I was with her, even when I wasn't with her. It was lightning. 5 weeks after that first kiss, I asked her to marry me. And she said, I would love to spend the rest of my life with you. And I said, but will you marry me? And she said, yes. Megan said yes. And the rest has been a beautiful history. We were married about a year later. And this history, the most important part about it is family. That is the most important part. And to accompany my older children, Emily, my oldest, who's going to be 24 this summer, my oldest son, Matt, who just turned 22, just earlier this April, Megan and I brought into this family mix two amazing children. Connor, who about the same time, big sister is going to be graduating from state, will be turning 10. And Catherine, who later in May thinks she's turning 16, but is really turning 6. Family is the most important. And when I married Megan, I inherited her mother, Maggie, and her father, Terry. And when you say mom, and when you say dad, and when you say parents, they are mine, and I think of them. And we are so blessed that they live in East Lansing, so close to us. And there are other wonderful things, amazing things. Megan helped me to discover a passion for conservation, that being a steward to protect this fragile planet, Mother Earth of ours, is an important responsibility, priority, and duty. Megan showed me that positive thinking can heal. And over the years, I've had some crazy ideas and have taken some, made some risky decisions. And Megan has stayed with that and supported me every single step of the way. I married my most trusted life coach, my most effective healer, my favorite volleyball partner, my most passionate cheerleader, and my best friend. And I today am a better person and a wiser man because of it. Later this year in the fall, Megan and I are going to celebrate 12 years of marriage. So, 5 weeks from that first kiss to wedding proposal, fools rush in. No fools here.
Ben Pineda there telling his true first-person story at last month's Pop-Up Stories event in East Lansing. We invite you to join us tomorrow evening at Current State's next storytelling event. We're gathering at the Robin Theater in Rio Town, Lansing, for stories on the theme, The Birds and the Bees. We hope you can join us. You can stay up to date on all of our upcoming events by liking our Facebook page at Pop-Up Stories Lansing.